Welcome to this demo of the Apple TV for February 2014. And in this particular demo, I want to show you how to access iTunes Radio, which is now available in Australia as of February 2014. And I know it's been available in the US since September 2013, but this is the first time I've had access to play with it. And of course, iTunes Radio is on all the iOS devices, iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. It's on the Mac and Windows computers via iTunes, and of course it's also available on the Apple TV. Now, one thing I did notice on the Apple TV, you have five options on the menu. So normally I've got movies, TV shows, music, computer, and settings. And when iTunes Radio appeared, it bumped off settings, which then appeared on the icons on my home screen. So I'll first show you that what happened to me. Of course, for example, if you hide music, then the settings icon will go back up to your main menu bar at the top. So I've currently got my Apple TV turned on. Of course, the TV's on as well. So let me just press left arrow on my remote. So what you're going to notice is that I've got six icons currently on my home screen. That's including the settings icon now. And that's mainly because I've got all the icons that I don't use hidden. And of course, you can hide them, show them, or ask for permission to use them under restrictions, of course, in settings, general restrictions. So for the moment, just let me press left arrow.
Bloomberg button, 1 of 6.
Says Bloomberg, so I press the right arrow.
Trailers button, 2 of 6.
Trailers.
Podcasts button, 3 of 6.
Podcasts.
YouTube button, 4 of 6.
YouTube.
Settings button, 5 of 6.
Okay, there's settings. And of course, because this is in rows, if I press one more to the right.
Settings button, 5 of 6.
I can't go any further, so I press down arrow.
Radio button, 6 of 6.
And there's radio, as in internet radio stations, and that's not actually iTunes Radio. So of course, to get to iTunes Radio, as I said before, it's now on my menu bar. So I press the up arrow.
Bloomberg button, 1 of 6.
And I press up arrow again.
Movies button, 1 of 5.
And there's the five options for the Apple TV main menu. That's movies. I press right arrow.
TV shows button, 2 of 5.
There's TV shows.
Music button, 3 of 5.
There's my music. Right arrow.
iTunes Radio button, 4 of 5.
I press right arrow one more time.
Computers button, 5 of 5.
Okay, so that's 5 of 5. Left arrow.
iTunes Radio.
iTunes Radio
button, 4 of 5.
And if I pause and wait.
iTunes Radio. Enjoy free streaming radio that is tailored for you from the most popular music in the iTunes store.
Okay, gives you a bit of extra hint help. Okay, so let me press select on the remote.
Loading. Stations. 1 of 4.
Okay, so I've got four options on this menu. We've got stations, 1 of 4. Pressing right arrow.
Add station. 2 of 4.
Add station.
Edit stations. 3 of 4.
Edit stations. And one more, right arrow.
History. 4 of 4.
That's history. Now, if I go back to the left with left arrow.
Edit stations. Add station. Stations. 1 of 4.
Okay, there's stations, and I press select.
Hot today. 1 of 14.
I've got hot today, and I've got 14 currently available on my Apple ID. So I've got hot today, number 1, and I'm just going to press right arrow, and we'll just hear a few of them.
Hot alternative. 2 of 14. iTunes hits. 80s. 90s and now. 3 of 14.
Actually, you might as well do the whole lot. I just kept pressing right arrow.
First play, Katy B, Little Red. 4 of 14. Love songs. 5 of 14. Guest host, Paramore. 6 of 14. 1984. 7 of 14. Discover, new artists. 8 of 14. Retro. 9 of 14. Classical showcase. 10 of 14. If you like, in excess. 11 of 14. The Beatles Radio. 12 of 14. Spin the Globe. 13 of 14. Twitter Music, Australia. 14 of 14.
Now, of course, the items on your preset stations on your iTunes Radio will probably be different to mine and will be different at the time you may be listening to this as well. So I'm just going to press left arrow quickly to go back over to the first one.
If you just not love some... Hot today. 1 of 14.
So we had that first menu with the first four choices. And then I pressed select on stations. And then the submenu under that, in my case, had 14 options on it for preset stations. And the third option, if I press down arrow now.
Surfing Hits Radio. 1 of 8.
These are the actual stations that I've actually used from existing iTunes radio presets when I've created my own. So I've got Surfing. So I press right arrow.
60s Pop Hits. 2 of 8.
60s Pop Hits.
iTunes Weekly Top 20. 3 of 8.
iTunes Weekly Top 20. Now that was on the presets, and that's why it's now in my favourites now.
Unwind. 4 of 8.
Unwind is the same thing that was in the presets before.
Workout. 5 of 8.
Workout. Now, of course, being the Apple TV, everything's in groups of 5 or on rows of 5. So I press dead arrow.
8 of 8.
Press left arrow.
Children's music, folk singer, songwriter, radio. 6 of 8.
That's number 6. That's folk music. Pressing right arrow.
Children's music radio. 7 of 8.
Children's music radio. And press right arrow.
8 of 8.
Now, that 8 of 8 is actually add station. Because if I now press select on that.
In add station. Create a station. Button. 1 of 17.
Okay, we get some items.
Create a new station from an artist, song, or genre.
So it's going to press the menu key to go back one level from the remote.
8 of 8.
Back to 8 of 8. So I'm going to go and choose unwind. So I'm going to press up arrow.
iTunes Weekly Top 20. 3 of 8.
And press right arrow.
Unwind. 4 of 8.
There's unwind, and I'm going to press select.
Loading. 1 of 1.
That's loading the station. And of course, you could do this on one of the preset ones as well.
Loading.
Okay, there's the music playing. Now, I'm just going to press the power button on the remote. And that stops it. Now, if I press down and up fairly quickly.
By waiting on the world to change for $2.19.
That's where you can buy current track. If I press down arrow, because we've got 5 options.
Add waiting on the world to change to wish list. Button. 2 of 5.
Yeah, I can add the current track to wish list. But what I like to do, let me just quickly go back to the main Apple Home TV screen. So it's going to hold down my menu button.
1 of 1. Return to main menu.
And press
button.
Select.
1 of 3. In main menu. iTunes Radio. Button. 4 of 5.
Okay, now if I press up arrow on iTunes Radio rather than pressing select to go back into it.
In now playing. Waiting on the world to change. 1 of 17.
It says now playing, waiting on the world to change, and I can just press select again on the remote.
Loading.
Okay, and if I want to go to the next track, I can just press right arrow. And if I want to find out what's playing, I just press down arrow.
Buy dice for $2.19.
Okay, so I can actually quite easily find out what the track's called.
1 of 5.
And if I press the menu key.
In main menu. Now playing. Dice. 1 of 17.
And back to now playing. If I press the power key, I've stopped it. And of course, I can now just press the down arrow.
iTunes Radio. Button. 4 of 5.
And I'm back to iTunes Radio. So this was just a quick taste of how to access iTunes Radio on your Apple TV. So that completes this demo of iTunes Radio. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.